Oh, listen to those crickets. Listen to those crickets.
All right. Here we are. Day 22.
I think we still have a few seconds of running time. You're not really sure.
We don't know. Crickets.
Crickets. In sunset. In Abbeville, Georgia.
Abbeville.
Sorry, I said that wrong. Where are we, Sarah?
Abbeville.
Abbeville, Georgia. Day 22.
Day 22.
Of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
In which we are traveling.
From Atlanta to the Atlantic.
In kayak.
On the water.
Yeah. Over 42 days. South River to the Okwungi River, to the Altamaha, and out to the ocean.
So today we had a rest day of sorts. We had a day not paddling. And we met Gordon Rogers and his
cousin
Bill. And they took us, everything incredibly graciously, took us around this town that is their kind of family hometown, and took us onto several different properties that people they know own that have really cool views of the water, either a very clear fresh spring and a huge overlook, a bluff.
Bowen's Mill.
That's Camp like Brooklyn.
Camp Brooklyn was one
was the bluff.
And then there was Bowen's Mill, and we learned about the Fitzgerald family.
I think Fitzgerald was the name of a town that was co-settled by people from the Civil War, from both sides of the Civil War.
Right, but then there was also Fitzgerald was in the cemetery, so there's like people.
Uh-huh. I didn't
named
remember
Fitzgerald.
Learning about the Fitzgerald
I'm
people.
Sure.
I'm sure they. If you remember they talked about it. I remember them talking
there was
about
a
the
lot.
Town, Fitzgerald.
We learned a lot. We probably didn't retain it all.
I dropped a recorder by accident. It fell off its connection into this crystal clear spring, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And we learned about the springs, the blue holes. Tomorrow we're going to try to check out Adam's Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I want to look on the map where that
is. And there was the other one that Mike told us about that was on the
by
the island that you have to go on the left channel, but the spring is to the right of the left channel. The spring will be coming in through the island.
Are you sure of that?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was weird, but I asked him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a lot. And we had some great conversations, talked longer with Gordon after. Oh, and
we
an amazing lunch from Ophelia's Country Kitchen. Fried chicken.
Cream corn.
Peas.
Cornbread.
It's really good.
Cake.
We love Ophelia's. Yeah.
So we spent from 9 a.m. till almost 4 with at least Gordon. Bill had to leave earlier. But in addition to going around to all of these, cool sites and hearing stories about, them being, kids and their families and fishing and learning to fish and be on the river, we also got to talk about some of the different geologies that pertain to the water here and Ocala Aquifer it's the Floridian Aquifer, but this is the Ocala something or other. I can't remember.
Yeah, didn't catch it, or I didn't but retain
it's,
it.
That this is a replenishing aquifer. It's not just it when the rain falls, it fills back up again.
Yes.
Within a very short, like a time span of days. At least in this particular location. And also learned about center pivot irrigations and how they drain. They can drain the springs quite rapidly. We also talked about, you know, the cultural and sociological and racial dimensions of water care in this region, and the histories that, you know, like have set these inequities into place, and really how hard it is to try to know what to do to take the next best step all the time. In the face of kind of overwhelming, and these are my words, but overwhelming inherited grief. So we had a really good conversation about kind of both the personal experiences and, broader social perspectives on things.
We asked Gordon about, like, just what he sort of, at the end of that conversation, about what he saw in terms of themes or the way that might play into the work that we're doing. And it was really kind of great how he summarized what he had been talking about in the form of, he said, destruction and healing, and the capacity to heal as being perhaps a key thing to focus on. And I really loved that, 'cause acknowledging the destruction feels super important, and then finding ways to heal, and that's like, I guess, always these extremes and opposites and light and darkness. And of course, we want to be working towards healing in all senses. And it kind of brought me back to some of our early conversations, actually, about what we wanted to do and why, and what the water might be able to teach us. So that was cool. And then we've again been showered with food, so we had a lovely peckish dinner of leftovers and had a great conversation about thinking about what we'll bring back to Atlanta, and what we might want to make to taking that next step in terms of thinking about those principles of design, or what are we really learning here.
I should have been recording that.
I know. I thought about it.
I didn't think about it till just now.
Well, we should have sat by the live stream when we're doing it, that I would have recorded it without an
amazing live stream.
I know. Yeah, everyone would have been so into it.
No, it does censor how you talk. It's true. Like, people censor what they say. Or else, if they don't, they regret it.
Yeah. But it's true. We should have just recorded it for ourselves so that we could have it as a record. But I took some notes. You took some notes.
I took a few sparse notes, but I'll get some more in before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen imminently.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of packing. Oh,
one thing I wanted to say was that last night I woke up a couple times. Rachel's heard this already. But it was so weird. I had such a vivid kind of dream, or waking dream. I don't know. But I woke up and I really felt like I was asleep on my kayak, and I had sort of, I was in the water. Like, I knew I was in the, I was in the swamp, and I, and then the, I'm sleeping on the couch here, and I felt like the back of the couch was this raft that I had just somehow sort of stumbled upon, and I thought I had disappeared from Rachel. I didn't know where she was. And I think I might have even hollered out at one point. Mm. But then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up and had the same feeling. And then I, like, reached down to touch the water. And that's when I found my water bottle, and I was like, thank God my water bottle is here. It's just floating in the water. And then something happened, and I came to, and then I was like, oh. But it was a really long, or it felt long, experience of feeling like I was literally sleeping in my kayak. I don't know. And I woke up not feeling totally rested, so I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it's...
Kitten Mary came to us today.
Kitten Mary came by.
Yeah. Very kind and
as
a lot of words of support for us, you know. Mm, it's great.
And we met Michael and Liam, mm-hmm. who own the house we're staying in. They were lovely. A water main broke in front of the house, mm-hmm. and that was getting repaired. Luckily, our water didn't have to go off. We were worried about that.
Very luckily.
Yeah, we're grateful for water.
We are.
Always.
Okay.
Signing off. Good night. But, oh, anyone who wants to travel this part of the Okmulgee in kayaks should stay at this Airbnb, because we need to create our own little map of all the places we've stayed so people know to do that, that they can do that.
Yep.
Anyway, that's it.
Oh, okay. Good night, guys.